Extract 3. News reporting.
2 or 3 years ago, of course, we were in the thick of what was called pecky bashing. Did you get that in Cyprus?
That
was another thing where newspapers were absolutely infuriating. Because I remember we'd been on holiday, we'd taken a school trip to Italy, and skinheads had been part of East Ham, for a couple of years. And it was beginning to die out. Packy bashing was at its height then, I suppose, as far as the school goes and as far as their sort of society goes. And yet it was a joke. It wasn't a thing that they actually did. They rather liked the word. It was a bit like Cockney rhyming slang, It sort of had a nice ring to it. And they tended to get on quite well with the Pakistanis, in fact. But on the way back, I remember the first time seeing, I think it was a Sunday or something like that, or at any rate, there were Sunday newspaper hoardings up. And it had got an article about skinheads in one of the Sundays.
Well, I must have read that article, actually.
Probably
did.
And it was the first time the papers had cottoned onto it. And, you know, you could see the situation deteriorate immediately. They became very strong cliques of skinheads, and it became uncomfortable to walk down the streets of East Ham at night. And pecky bashing became a reality, a very vicious thing. There were real clashes between the peckies and the skinheads. And that was almost entirely publicity. You could see it coming. And as soon as I saw the hoarding, my heart sank. Because skinheads had been with us a couple of years and nobody had thought anything about it. It was just boys who went around with short hair. Rather like, teddy boys in the mid-50s went around with long hair. But as soon as this happened,
you could see
what was going to happen.
The press probably took one or two cases and exaggerated them out of all proportion.
That's right. And it became a fashion.
I'm very suspicious of the press generally, and I can tell you because not only, that's one case that you've given, but also in their reporting of foreign affairs.
Yes.
Because living in Cyprus, I've seen quite a number of historical events. I was there when they tried to assassinate Makarios, for example.
Yes, of course.
And so much of this is blown up out of all proportion in the press. And I think it's dangerous, partly for the reason that you've said, that in a way it makes people believe that a situation is very serious if they read it in print, in black and white, that it is serious. But also, it's just misrepresentation, because obviously, when there was this assassination attempt, there was some tension in Cyprus. It would be childish to say there wasn't. But people went on living quite normally. And it wasn't really such a serious matter. Unfortunately, he wasn't shot, and that was that's how most people took it.
Yeah.
And so many other cases as well, where there have been international situations that people have really just taken as part of their normal life, and it hasn't affected the everyday life of Cyprus at all.
No.
And yet, when my mother was alive, she used to be so worried because she would read in the paper, headlines, crisis in Cyprus and so on, and she thought I was going to be blown up or shot or something.
That's right. Yeah.
And there was no possibility of any such thing because it may have affected a small group of people, but it was largely a political issue.
Mm.
And the thing is that the journalists, I've met some of these people, they know nothing about the country at all. They go to the Leader Palace Hotel, for example, and they sit at the bar, and they absorb, one or two facts from a few people, but they don't know the language, and they don't know the people, and they don't really know the situation. They're not fit to report these things in such detail, and yet they do, you see.
Well, it annoys me no end reading newspapers. It really does. I get so irritated with almost everything. If you start to read them reasonably seriously, you start to see all the flaws in what they're saying. And if you've had an experience where you've been on the spot and seeing the difference between the reality and what's reported, you can imagine what it is.
Yes. Well, there you are, you see, that's it.
And how the whole thing blows up. Rather, you've read Scoop, have you?
No.
Evelyn Waugh, because it's just like that. It's very clever, actually. It's one of Evelyn Waugh's best, I think, because he's got this situation where a man is going off to report on some trouble somewhere in America. I've forgotten the details now. But he gets on the wrong train and ends up in the wrong place, and finds that he's in a place that's perfectly quiet and perfectly innocent and there's no story. And so he just writes one. And within a week, he's managed to create riots. The whole place is in a furore. And it can happen. You can see these things. Obviously taking it to extremes, but they've got tremendous power like that. I think it's frightening.
Well, they have.